Okay, we continue. Maseches Tainis, Daf Ches Amud Beis, about 13 lines down, beginning of the line. Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani, my Dersiv, what is this that the Pasuk says? Im Lashevet Inar Tzoim Lachesed Yam Tziyayu. Right, Hashem makes rain come, whether it's for Lashevet, the stick, or if it's for his land, or for kindness. Im Lashevet, what does it mean? Because Lashevet has a negative context to it. Because if Hashem wants it to pour down in a way of punishment, then the rains are going to go to the uninhabited mountains and the hills, and they can... meaning, if Hashem determined that we need to have a strong rain, He can still divert it in a way, if we do tshuva, that it's not going to, without changing the rain, that it changes the location, where it's not going to cause damage by sending it to the mountains and the gvos. In the chesed, if the decree was for good rain, so for good, he'll make it come on the fields and the vineyards. In l'shevet, another explanation, in l'shevet, if the rains are supposed to be as a rod, as a punishment, so come onto the trees. In l'arzo, is rotten. But if it's for the land, then they'll come onto the plants. In l'chesed, in l'arzo, if he wants it to be an abundance of chesed, then it's even going to fill up the pits, the trenches, the cisterns, the reservoirs. On the days of Bishmo Bar Nachmani, there was a famine and also a plague. Amri Hechi Navid, they want to know, what should we do? Niboy Rachamat Harte, should we play for both of them to be removed? That's not possible. We'll have to understand why you can't pray for two things. So let us pray for the end of the plague, since the plague was bringing death. And we'll have to deal with the famine. He said, no, let's daven for the famine to end. Because once Hashem is bringing bracha and plenty, He only brings it for people who are living, not for the dead, right? That's who he's sustaining. Hashem opens his hand, mazbiya l'chol chai ratzon, and he satiates all of those who are alive. So somehow, what he's trying to say, right, is that once Hashem would answer our tefillah and bring an end to the famine, then by definition the plague will stop as well. Now the Gemara wants to know, what is this rule about not davening for two things? We know in Dolmatzlinan and Tarte, from where do we know that we don't daven for two things at the same time? Dersiv, vanatzuma vanamakshem elokino azos. And Paul says, and the people came back from Bava led by Ezra, and they davened about their return to Yerushalayim. We fasted and requested about this. Why does it say this? Michal dikachrit. If in fact that it says this, it must be there was something else that they would have prayed for, but they only wanted to pray for one thing. So you see that you don't pray for more than one thing at a time. V'marava amri mishmi de Reb Chagai nehocha. In Eretz Yisrael, the West, they said the name of Reb Chagai. Maybe learn this from something else. And we request mercy from the God of heaven about this secret. Why again, why does it say Dina, this one? It must be that there's another one, as the Pasuk in Daniel is talking about, and they did not pray at the same time. So again, we see that there's some sort of rule that we focus our tefillah on only one thing. In the times of Zerah, there was a Gzerah of the government, again, against the Jews. And they, one of the decrees was that Jews can't have public fastings. I guess they understood that the Jews' tfilos are so powerful, especially when they are fasting. Let's take a fast upon ourselves. And when the decree removed, then we'll actually observe the fast, right? We'll have the Kabbalah right now, but we'll do it later. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu will see the Kabbalah as if we actually fasted. Amri Lei Min Alachai, how do you know this works? Amri Lehu Dechsiv, because the Pasuk says from Daniel, Vayomri Lei Al Tira Daniel. The Malach said to him, don't be afraid, Daniel. Ki Min Hayom HaRishon Asher Nasatas Lebecha, Lo'avinu Sanos Nelokecha Nishma Derecha. From the first day that you Nasata Es Lebecha, you put your mind, you set your heart to understand and fast, it was already heard. So you see that as soon as he made the decision, as soon as he decided this is what he was going to do, already his tefillah was accepted. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak said, "Afilu shanim kishnei Eliyahu." even if the drought is as bad as the years of Eliyahu, v'yardu geshemim ba'arvei shabbosos, einon elo simin klalon. And if rain would fall down on a Friday, it would still be a negative sign. Because of the inconvenience of Friday, everybody has to go out to the stores and to buy things for Shabbos. Hayinu d'amar Rabba bar Shila, kasha yom ha'demitra k'yom ha'dedina. That a rainy day can be as difficult as a day as a day of judgment. Right, when it rains, there's a lot of tumult, and then there's a lot going on, and so the rain can have a negative impact as well. Amar Amemar, ilo tzarech livriyasa b'inan rachamei betalinyanem. Remember when Yom Zafar said, how inconvenient is rain, is that if it wouldn't be that we need it in order to survive, we would daven that we shouldn't have rain anymore because of the inconvenience that comes with the rain. So Amar Rabbi Yitzchak also said, Shemesh b'Shabbos tzedakah l'aniyim. If it's a sunny day on Shabbos, that's a gift for the aniyim because it provides them with warmth. Right, a charitable sun will come upon those who fear Hashem, whom are pay, and it will be healing. It will be a positive benefit. The day of the rain is so great. Even if one just has a pruta, small amount of money in his pocket, there will be blessing. There will be bracha in it. Right, he's going to provide rain for your land at the right time, and to bless the work of your masayadach, the work that you do with your hand. In general, bracha can only be found in something which is hidden from the eyes. Right, Hashem shall command bracha on that which is in ba'asamecha, in the silos, right? Not what you see right now, but what's in the silos. Similarly, Tana de Beir Rabbi Shmuel in a bracha mitzil of davar shina ayin shel dispo. Bracha is only found in things that I cannot look at. Shneim right tzav Hashem yitichas habracha basamecha. That again, Hashem in the hidden places will bring His bracha. Tana banan hanichnas lamod as garno. If one came to measure his grain, Omer he says yitzom efunecha Hashem elokinish teishlach bracha masayadeno. That Hashem, you should put bracha into the work of our hands. Hiskel lama. Once he begins measuring, Omer Baruch Hashaleach Bracha Vakriyazeh. He says, "Blessed is the one who bestows blessing in this pile of grain." Madad. But if you first measure Vacharkach Beirach, and then afterwards you make the bracha, Harezu Tfilashav. That's a tefillah in vain because it's too late. The bracha can't be anymore. Because bracha cannot be found in something which is measured or weighed. Or exact counting, only something which is hidden. What's the pshat on that? So I think the idea is that for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to increase something when we don't know what's there requires a nes, but it's not an obvious nes because we don't know that there was less. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu can play with it without us having to does it without a nes nigva. But once we know that there's X amount of dollars in the bank, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to make more money there, it would have to be an open miracle that requires a greater zuchus. So bracha comes in something which is hidden, not being looked upon. Okay, now the Gemara has a few different limudim from Rabbi Yochanan, and we have the following simon to remember them: kibbutz kiyosos zaka parnasa. Those are the simon. Am Rabbi Yochanan, gadol yom hagashamim kiyom kibbutz kiyosos. The day of the rain is as great as the time when the ingathering of the Jews from Galus. Shenemar shuva Hashem yishivisenu ka'afikim ba'negev. Right, Hashem returns the exile like afikim in the desert. What are afikim? Vein afikim elamotar. Afikim means streams that were formed by the rain. Shenemar vayero afike yom. And the channels of the sea appeared. So you see that afikim has to do with the water and stems from the rain. V'am Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan also said, Gadol yom hagashamim, the day of rain is so great, shafilu giyosos poskos bo. That even if there are soldiers traveling, they have to stop. Shenamar, tzulameh ravein aches gedudahan. If the pharaohs become saturated, then the gedudim, the legions, will have to stop. Again, presumably because it's just difficult to travel, and it's difficult to travel when the ground is very, very wet. It's muddy. Rain is only withheld because of those who pledge charity, pledge tzedakah in birabim, in public. Vein nosim, but then they end up not giving it. Shnemar nesiyim veruach v'geshem ayin. Ish misalab matashaka. Right? Clouds and wind, but geshem ayin, there's no rain. Where does that come from? Ish misalab matashaka. Somebody who praises himself, meaning he brings himself up by the false gift. What's a false gift? It means he doesn't actually give it. Says, what's this that the pasuk says onto the top of Tesamud Alf Aser Taser? The double lashon by Meiser. Aser b'shvil shetis asher. If you give Meiser, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, again, it's not logical that it should be this way, but Hakadosh Baruch Hu says that if you give Meiser, I will in fact make you wealthier.